This is Greg Solge. I'm the agricultural meteorologist for Brownfield.
Indiana is under winter weather advisory, but I know there are several states that are involved in that. So talk to me a little bit about those areas that are impacted in that advisory.
Well, that winter weather advisory extends as far east as a good part of central Ohio, down into Kentucky, southwest from there to include the Missouri Boot Hill, and even as far south as the lower Mississippi Valley, inclusive of Arkansas and western Tennessee. And there are some pockets that have been upgraded to winter storm warning criteria, where there may be perhaps, for example, from St. Louis to Effingham down to Carbondale in that area for now, upwards of maybe 6 inches of accumulating snow over about the next 18 to 24 hours.
And is this kind of the first advisory that we've seen this year, or has this happened in other places?
With the early and often, is the way we like to put it here in the weather office, start to wintertime this year. It's not the first advisory, if not warning criteria. We've seen some of that already across parts of the northern plains, the upper Midwest. It's just a little even more unusual to see it this far south this early in the Ohio Valley and the lower Mississippi Valley. Not everyone will see that half a foot of snow, by the way, but enough to probably curtail travel. Rural travel might be a little bit precarious, and obviously if you're still out there trying to wrap up harvest for 2018, probably some delays anticipated coming off some softening grounds, and of course that moisture primarily in the form of some snow, but can't rule out a bit of freezing rain and sleet as well.
Anything you want to make sure our listeners know about involved in this advisory or harvest?
Well, especially from a travel standpoint, you know, sometimes these first couple of winter systems of the season, we have to kind of reacclimate ourselves, whether you're in a somewhat more urban area or on the rural route. Those decks and overpasses, ramps and all that can be kind of the first to get a little bit icy, and we'll have to keep an eye on that, particularly during the nighttime hours or maybe a little freezing rain in some of this as the snow tapers on back. But at least down the line, again, as we have been talking about with this El Nino rapidly developing, this could be it for anything in winter-type weather with signs of a far milder and generally drier. That's good news with harvest in mind. Weather pattern for what's left through parts of the Ohio Valley and the upper Midwestern too, reaches too. So improvement down the line once we get this last winter weather system out the picture. Things will improve despite its late nature with harvest in mind across what's remaining out there in the heartland.